Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my poll question. We have a poll question on the homepage every week, which is what I'm talking about. Last segment, this segment, I'm covering a couple of the poll questions that we had, the answers that you gave us, the responses you gave us, and what the results turned out to be. And so I want to talk about that right now. And another one of those topics, which we asked you last time, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. We asked you who would you vote for if the election were today? Who would you vote for? And one of the reasons we wanted to know this is because if you're a political junkie, this is an incredible time in the political life, because there's so many things going on, so many things that are unprecedented. There's unprecedented drama in the parties, in the two parties. There's a dramatic line being drawn between the two parties. So there's so many things going on now that if you like politics, you're excited about. Many people believe that this election that we've got coming up November 2nd may go down as one of the most important ones in the history of our republic. There are people who believe that this is almost a make or break election. And you know what, folks? I'm kind of one of those people. I kind of feel that way myself. That's why we wanted to know what you thought about the upcoming election, and we want to get a little bit of an early kind of a straw poll about what you were thinking. And so we asked this question: if the election were today, which party would you be more likely to vote for? And we pointed out that by this time, there was a time earlier in the year we might have had Republican, Democrat, and Tea Party, and also Libertarian, but by now most of those candidates have been consolidated through all the primaries into two basic camps: the Republicans and the Democrats. And so what we did, we asked you, which one would you vote for? If the election were today, what candidates for which party would you be more likely to vote for? 15% of you said you would vote for a Democrat, for the Democrat, and 85% said you would pull the Republican lever. Well, as you've seen, and I'm sure as you've heard, most polls indicate the Republicans are going to make major gains in the House and the Senate. Many people have been predicting for months that the Republicans will take over the majority in the House. Some people, and most people are saying that the Republicans will definitely pick up seats in the Senate. On this show last week, no less of a political expert and a major agitator, as he calls himself, Steve Forbes, on Friday on this show, predicted that the GOP would win the majority in both houses. Now, it's not surprising to me that our responses tipped more heavily toward Republicans than for Democrats. And the reason is because, obviously, our audience is a small business audience. Members of this sector, members of the small business sector of the economy, are tired of what I consider to be an assault on our way of life, on the way we make a living. And I think from what I can tell from the polling we've done, from other polling that I've seen, and from the behavior that we're experiencing right now with small businesses activity, it's obvious to me that small business owners are tired of the programs of the last 2 years. I have to be honest with you, folks. You know I don't spin one way or the other. I'm on the small business side, but when I think back on President Obama's push for a card check bill, a unionization bill, to make it easier for unions to get into small businesses. That's not something small business owners are interested in. When I think about the push that they made for cap and trade, small business owners care about the economy, about the environment too, but not when we follow cap and trade as if it were a religion, and at the expense of the way we make a living, our way of life. There's got to be a better way to do it than to ruin the economy just to accomplish something called cap and trade. The health care bill that was pushed through against the wishes, the general wishes of the vast majority of Americans, let alone small business owners. But we got that bill. The other two things I talked about didn't go through, but the health care bill did go through. And here's the problem with the health care bill for small business owners. We still don't know how much that's going to cost us. And when we have that kind of an emotion where we've got expenses we know are coming at us, but we don't know how much or when, that makes us not happy. The debate about tax increases, only taxing the rich above $250,000. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of jobs are created by people whose income tax shows $250,000 in taxable income, but that doesn't mean they have that cash. And those people are small business owners. That doesn't make small business owners happy. And then, of course, the 1099 provision in the health care bill that was totally useless, but it's going to cost small business owners a lot of money and a lot of time. These are the reasons, President Obama, my audience said that they would not vote for your party by 85%. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back. And we are airplanes
today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.